taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
All right, welcome to GA and Sparky's It's the Show Short, and we are live today at the world-famous Jackpot Casino and Showroom in downtown Blankville, Canada.
This reminds me of Fremont Street in Vegas. I have never been into a casino on that street, but I've been down to the street, and that's the kind of vibe I get from here.
I was just in the facilities,
yeah.
And it's the jackpot, so it's go for the gold. And there's little gold plates above each sink that says go for the gold,
yeah.
Go for the gold.
Oh, of course.
All the sink fixtures are gold. Even the urinal accoutrement is gold. Like the circle thing that you pee on and the top, the mechanism on thing, it's all gold.
Very nice.
It's amazing.
The decor is very sports / Hollywood / There's Gregory.
There's memorabilia everywhere.
Gregory Peck, yeah.
We're in the Gregory Peck booth. Academy Award winner, 1962, To Kill a Mockingbird.
I love it.
And Cher is right behind you. Don't look now, but she's looking at you with those eyes. Academy Award winner, 1987, for Moonstruck.
And yeah, this place is like floor to ceiling, jam-packed with memorabilia.
Now, when I came out of the Johnson there,
yeah,
I looked left, and it says showroom. And I don't know what that is. So I
think that's a loungy area, I think.
It's very loungy.
Yeah.
It's like darker. Here's the thing. I think we should meet in there every week, whether we have business to do for the show or not. Because it feels like it's Tony Soprano in there. Like,
yeah.
It's like all loungy and dark and cool.
So as I was driving here through the horrendous streets of downtown, can we talk about the state of the streets right now? One, what it is, like my poor vehicle. I'm hitting potholes, avoiding things.
Oh.
Then I thought, parking is going to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
Do I have change for the meters if I have to park on the meter? What am I going to do? Do I have to walk two blocks?
Yeah.
It's windy as heck out there. But then I noticed, giant sign across the street, free parking for casino. Boom, jackpot.
Obviously, you have better eyesight than I do because I stood there for 20 minutes plugging in dimes so I could get 2 hours in the meter. And it says 90 cents will give you an hour. That's not true.
90 cents?
No. It's not
true. What's with the 90 cents? Round it up to a dollar.
Round it up like the penny. So we had a flood of biblical proportions forecast for the area.
Yes.
So I started getting all nervous. And I'm into this new pre-loved home. And I don't know what the history of the art is and everything. But
yeah,
it's in pretty gross-looking shape right now. Picked up all the dog poop in preparation. Thought this is a good time to phone a yard service.
Right.
Apparently we should be in the yard service business, Spark, because they're all full. I finally got one guy to come see the joint, and what I wanted was the power rake and
yeah,
the aeration
yeah,
before the biblical flood,
right,
with a little fertilizer.
That would help with the growth process.
Man wants.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
yeah,
all the guy wants. And no, can't. As soon as no one else could do it, but this guy, he's a super nice guy, but he can't touch my project till the 1st of May.
Wow.
That's what we're dealing with. And
right,
he bought all the equipment, he invested in all
yeah,
the equipment,
yeah,
and he's going to clean up.
Fun fact from my past, when I was in high school, my friend worked for a landscape company, and I would help out every
yeah,
now and then because
nice,
super busy,
yeah,
always could use the extra manpower, and yeah, they were very busy this time of the year, power raking, I was the blow guy, you know, with the thing on the
with
back.
With the leaf blower.
Yeah, I get to blow the leaves out of the cracks.
See, this
the
guy said with
and
the aeration, he said, do you want the plugs left and the holes or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
And he says, because it looks like a dog's poop there.
That's
and I said,
right.
Well, I'm not shy of dog poop. I deal with that all the time. But what happens is when you have that on the lawn and I step on it with my trick knee from football in high school, it does the old wobble side to
you
side.
Could, yeah.
So he said, oh, no problem. We can suck that up for you. So they have a plug sucker.
See, and that's going to cost
you a pretty
penny. I don't
even know what that means. But
mm-hmm.
Anyway, I made some extensive notes on my iPhone.
Well, I hope you had a good Easter while you look for that.
Yeah, really good. My wife made scalloped potatoes for the first time in like a decade.
And you wonder why
amazing,
you waited so long, because that's delicious.
Amazing deliciousness. And the glazed ham, like she did some kind of glaze. I don't know what she did. And it just was awesome.
I was not going to miss this Easter weekend because this was the first real meal I had in like 2 weeks. I'm not even joking.
Oh, yeah.
Dad, I left Friday afternoon, and the highway just outside of the city here was a complete disaster.
Whiteout.
whiteout conditions, blizzard, accidents, no moving traffic.
I wondered why you went. I invited you to our place.
I almost canceled. I almost took the next exit because I was like, if this is how it's going to be, there's no way I'm making it to the end. And oh, look what just arrived. Spring rolls.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Spring rolls.
Thank you. I wonder if we get fortune cookies, because that'd be awesome to open fortune cookies on the show.
So here I am, white knuckle driving. Oh, this is a bad idea. Turkey's not worth it. Just sit at home all weekend. But then, it improved. The driving conditions were, it was night and day. It was like winter wonderland down here, brown paradise, beautiful weather up there.
So really?
It was
awesome.
Fine. My dad cooked turkey, potatoes, vegetables, pierogies, nice. The whole nine yards on the Friday night. And then the next day at the big family dinner, barbecue chicken, baked potato, salads, desserts. It was so good. I ate like a king.
Nice.
Loved it. And the family's got issues, but we won't talk about that just yet.
Every family has issues.
Oh, man.
Okay. So on my notes, fortunes. So we're going to see if we can get fortune cookies with this meal. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Sparky and I are single-handedly bringing down the age bracket in the Jackpot Casino.
It's Seniors Day.
It's Seniors Day. We just happened in on Seniors Day. Oh, my first note was play cheap wine and cigarettes. There's a young singer. Her name's Jess Moskaluk. Yeah. The Spring Rolls have a bit of a odor and aftertaste happening.
I don't know what I'm eating.
I don't know. I just heard a story on the news about the fact that we're not getting enough people working in the health and safety department and the government.
I believe that.
I'm sure it's fine. It does have a hint of an aftertaste or something. Anyway.
Cheap wine and cigarettes.
Great song by a singer from Saskatchewan, Jess Moskaluk.
That's a heck of a last name.
Crazy last name, and usually I would, like, as her manager, I recommended she change it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not her manager, but I could be. Anyway, great song. I just wanted to tag that on to this episode at the end. And give everybody a sneak listen to this song, because it's really cool. It's on the radio right now. It's awesome.
Love it.
And it doesn't happen often that a young performer like that snags my ear with a track like that. Now, I wrote down ADD Steph questions, but I think we're going to leave this till our full episode so we can get ADD Steph on the phone.
That's good. She'll be good, yeah.
Canadian teams, we're rocking. We got the Raptors in the first round of the playoffs. The Habs just went to the second round.
I heard that, yes.
Blue Jays are winning. They like beat Baltimore 9-3 at last look there. And so that's all good. Sparky's love life. You want to do the intro?
Yes.
Hit it.
It's time for Sparky's love life update. No progress, except now I'm actively trying because I was very heavily pressured on the Easter weekend. Everyone's getting married. Everyone's, you know, long-term relationships. My
brother.
Yeah,
because you seem pretty, like, loose about it and not too worried about it.
I'm still not worried about it, but, you know, when the cousins that I remember who are 2 years old, you know, sitting on my lap.
Yeah.
When they have a girlfriend for, like, I don't know, probably 2 years now. I'm like, all right, something's got to give.
Yeah.
So, and then my dad's constantly, oh, grandkids. I'm like, first off, go to the sister who's married. She's likely to have kids before I ever will even consider having kids.
But you're the heir to the family dynasty. The name carries on.
Well, here, yeah, and here's the thing. Yeah, I got a brother. He's got a girlfriend. They potentially could get married any day now, or engaged anyways, and I wouldn't be surprised. But we started thinking about, Dad's got this acreage. He's got 10 acres of tree and a shop. He wants to build out there eventually.
Yeah.
We're going to consider that as the family getaway, right? When he's long and gone, we'll just keep it in the family. You know, we'll all, you know, take turns using it or whatever. Then my sister chimes in. Oh, I get dibs because I'll have a family by then. I was like, oh, hell no. I'm the oldest.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I decide.
This can't happen. We either all share or nobody gets it.
Yeah.
So this is the thing I'm worried about. Oh. I could lose out on potential inheritance slash good things because I'm a single nice guy.
That's good motivation. I'll tell you what, somebody else was just talking about this too with the family thing. When someone passes away, all the gloves fall off and it turns ugly. Like, and you know, that shouldn't be like that.
Well,
right?
I'm starting to think that, and I'm like, well, Dad wants to build out here. I'm like, well, maybe he shouldn't build out here because, no, we can't split that three ways.
Yeah, you can if the other siblings pay compensation.
Yeah,
well, right? That's the thing.
So anyways, the love life update, nothing, but I'm actively, as we speak, actively pursuing various sites, whether it's POF, OKCupid, which I've never heard of,
Match.com. So I will
What about
have,
FarmersOnly.com? They're big in the news this week.
I can't relate, though. I've never driven a tractor.
Damn it.
I know.
I can show you how to drive a tractor.
I would love to drive a tractor. You can catch me on a ride on my green tractor
or
whatever.
There's a senior lady. She's waving the crap out of me. I think she's looking at me.
There's also someone waving over here.
Okay, I was getting worried there. I'm going.
So next episode, we'll have a full update.
Okay. Look forward to it. Now, I understand somebody's after a length update.
Yeah, Miss Kate, I saw her on the weekend. She says two things. Whatever happened to the length, can we get an update?
Okay.
So there's that. We should just get into that right now before I bring on the other topic.
Okay. So the Lenten journey was 40 days. Apparently, after the fact, research concluded that we could have gotten away with taking Sundays off because it doesn't include the Sundays.
That doesn't seem right to me.
Doesn't seem right, but that's what I heard. And then also, my wife Googled and said the Thursday going into the Good Friday, that night was the end of Lent.
Oh,
unless you're full-blown Catholic, right, who take it right through till the Saturday.
Got it.
And stuff. So I said, well, we're not full-blown Catholic. We Anglican, Lutheran, we swing.
Yeah.
You know? And so,
who doesn't?
So we agreed. Sawyer and I agreed. Intern Scooby Squay and I agreed that we're going to call it at 8 o'clock on sundown on Thursday. So I'm out in the fundraiser.
Yeah.
And I text him and I go, okay, man, you've waited a long time. This is great. Enjoy your pop.
Right.
Never text me back.
Uh-oh.
Bad cell service out there in this little town. So I dig into the homemade brownies from the ladies. The aunties made the brownies, and there was chocolate chip squares and everything. So I have at the home baking tray. And I'm going, feeling pretty good. Loving it. Tasted good. So then I get home, and then there's a dispute on my email from some lady who listened to my other thing there and said, no, it's Saturday.
Oh,
stop what you're doing.
Right, yeah.
And I'm going, no. And then Sawyer goes, well, if this is indeed true, I never had my pop till 8:45. So you lose the bet. And I'm going, no, that's not happening.
Oh, boy.
So anyway, there's been some discrepancies, but off length. And, you know, I haven't gone as whole hog on the cookies as I should.
Right.
Or felt I should. But I'm just so fat.
Chocolate and cookies and stuff, right?
That was your cookies. Thing. Sawyer's making up for my slack with his, although chocolate. I mean, the Easter eggs, if I ate one, I ate a billion.
Oh, no kidding, yeah. Those mini eggs and the Cadbury cream eggs.
I'm not feeling very good about myself right now. I devoured a chocolate bunny like in about 8 seconds.
I had a mini chocolate bunny. That was all I had.
Mine was about 5.5 inches.
Mine was barely nothing.
All right. But, all right, so back to the friends.
Miss Kate, so good there. Hopefully that satisfies her need to know about Lent. I did not participate. Thought about it. It kind of went away on my end, so...
Do you want another spring roll?
Oh, that's okay. And then the other one, I'll just pull up the notes here because I forget what she said. So Miss Kate says, in regards to the intern Louis, she says, she really enjoys the name Scooby Sway, as did I, and she suggests he should be called Bellboy because he hates the bell.
The Bellboy.
All in all, she's disappointed with the new name.
It's a show bellboy. I like that idea.
Because he's like the intern. He doesn't really get us stuff, but he could get us stuff.
He's hungering to get back on the show.
I know, he hasn't been on in a while.
He's had a hiatus because of scheduling conflicts.
He's been busy Halo 3-ing and stuff.
I don't know what he does over there. He's got the greatest... You would love this. You got to come and see his bedroom.
I saw. I got the grand tour. Yeah.
He's got the cooler now. You know what he's got in there now? He's got a... deluxe reclining leather love seat. So this guy lives like a rock star now.
Oh, yeah.
It's got French doors. I put the multimedia speakers in there.
He's got the dim lighting.
Dim pot lighting, sitch. It's all good. Thank you very much. It was delicious. I love those spring rolls. I got the recipe. So anyway, I just keep thinking about that because we watched Justified.
Yeah.
The Netflix show Justified, or I think it's Netflix. That's where we watch it. And we pull it up on his laptop all the time. And I sit there and I go, if I had this room when I was a kid, I would have been, wanted for nothing more.
100%.
Yeah. Beautiful.
I was just happy to get my own room when it was all said and done back in the day.
Well, you were the oldest, so you deserved it.
Well, we shared for quite some time as children.
I was the oldest boy, but my sister was older. She had her own room.
Yeah,
I shared bunk beds and a captain's bed eventually.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was the captain, obviously.
And who was Tennille?
And so eventually I campaigned, and I blackmailed, and I did whatever I could to mom and dad.
Yes.
So they converted the laundry room. Get this.
Wow.
Number one son makes mother go down the long, steep, slippery stairs to the creepy basement to do laundry so I could have the laundry room, which was right off the front door at the farmhouse.
Yeah.
Wow. And, but, I mean, they painted it white, like everything else was painted back then. And there was pipes sticking out of the wall, and it was just not quite there, you know?
I've had those rooms, too.
Yeah. Old school curtains.
Yeah. We had, my one room had two windows, which I thought was amazing, because it was like a long room, almost like a playroom-esque situation.
Yeah.
Where it had two crank windows, very see-through pink curtains, and the lights. No light switch, but the old-fashioned pull string.
Yeah.
One on each end.
Did your buddies ever come in there?
No.
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 See, my buddies came in once in a while, but not often, because I didn't have the cool room.
Yeah. No, I didn't either. My poor brother, because he got really shafted into the drafty, no carpet, no natural light.
Yeah.
He got the raw end of the deal, so I feel bad for him.
That's intern Luby Lee, intern Louie, and a.k.a. Bellboy had when he was a kid, when little, he wanted his own basement bedroom. It was rough down there.
Yeah, I mean, do you go sharesies with a nice extravagant room, or do you go independence with a shady, dark corner?
It's kind of a metaphor for life.
Yeah.
What do you do?
So
how bad do you want your independence?
Now that you're old and you have your own apartment, well,
are we pausing to eat?
Well, it is a short.
Okay, just let me check my notes.
You've got a lot of good gold for the next episode.
Yeah, I got a whole pile of stuff here to
easily kill an hour.
Oh, got to tell you about Earth Day yesterday. So it's Earth Day across the nation. We're talking about it on the radio, whatever. And I go to the one stop because I got to change my address on the license.
Yeah.
And I get out of the one stop and I smell this overpowering fume smell. And I go, what the hell is that? And this Cadillac, burgundy Cadillac, is idling. It says elegance on the side in script. That's very elegant. And nobody in it. The guy's in the one stop, but he leaves the old caddy just percolating away.
Gotta keep it warm.
On Earth Day. I'm going, this is perfect. So you made Twitter and Facebook
probably elegance. If he turned it off, he wouldn't be able to start it up again.
Maybe not. Everybody's got their reasons. I wanted to tee up our spring wine special, which is impending.
It's happening.
A mutual friend of ours, Tara Lee, and author Shelley Betcher. She writes these series of books called Uncorked.
Love it.
Gives you the best cheap wine deals under $25.
That's what I need, wine deals.
So that's going to happen. And that's all I have for us right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, this food so far is slightly interesting.
Mine so far is good, and I got a coupon, so it's free. So we got.
Stop complaining.
Thanks to a local family who actually owns this joint.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So this is Franklin Danes owns this. I'm personal friends with Danny Danes.
Right.
Jack Danes, the oldest.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Danes.
Oh, he's an auction mark.
It is fail.
Son Dwayne, like they're all rodeo stars in the family.
Explains all the Danes paraphernalia over yonder.
Yeah, absolutely. Like they are world famous. If you do not know the Danes family, and there's like seven of them, you want to Google. Hit the Wikipedia because they're fascinating. And I love the decor in here. We're going to come here and do more shorts because look over yonder. There is Frank freaking Sinatra in a black and white in front of a old school microphone about ready. Who's drinking the booze underneath the big TV there?
The Dean?
I think so.
Is it Dean Martin?
Maybe.
Dino next to Frank, then Elvis, Marilyn Monroe, more Elvis, more Marilyn.
James Dean.
JD, he's up there and behind us all the sports guys. So it's a fabulous place to hang out. We highly recommend the Jackpot Casino in beautiful downtown Blankville.
Until next time, keep in touch.
Finger guns. Here's Jess Moskaluk.
like a curse. You know I want you, crave you, wake up feeling worse. Yeah, but then the night